Good morning. It's good to be here with you and to be made to feel so welcome. Thank you to all of you who've welcomed us with kind words and gifts, and to those who've worked hard to get our house ready and everything ready for us to move into this place. Thank you so much. We're really grateful and we thank God for you all. Let's pray. Father God, let us hear what you have to say to each one of us through these words. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if there are any children who would like to come to the front to have a closer look at what I've got to show you, please do so. If you'd like to come and gather somewhere down here, I've got something for you to have a closer look at, which is going to be down here. So do come up. Can you see it? Can you see it down there? Can you see what it is? Oh, it's a castle! Yes! Do you want to hold it up, Abby, so everyone can see at the back? They're going to hold it up so that you can all see at the back. Can you all see? Yeah, it's a castle. Someone made this castle from a cardboard box, and it's down the front. And you feel free to have a go with it, have a play with it if you want. Someone made this castle from a cardboard box, and it's really good. It belongs to my son Noah, and it's got a working drawbridge and a portcullis. Things move on it as well, so it's a really exciting castle. And I brought it along with me today because it reminds me of something special, something really important that happened to me. And it happened when Noah was just a baby. And my daughter, Abby, who's a bit older, she was about two when it happened. And what happened was, I was driving along and Abby was in the back of the car with Noah. And she looked out of the window and she said, "Mummy, is that a castle?" And I said, no, that it's a church." "What's a church?" Oh, I thought, how do I explain to Abby what a church is? I've never told her about God. I've never told her about Jesus. And at that moment, I thought, oh no, this is terrible. I need to do something about it. And that's when I knew that God was telling me something. I wanted Abby to know what a church was. And I wanted her to know who Jesus is. Why? Why did I want her to know? Why do you think I wanted her to know who Jesus is? And what a church is? Well, because I knew she needed Jesus. And so did I. I knew we needed Jesus. And in our gospel reading today, there were two people who realised exactly the same thing as I did. They knew that they needed Jesus. One of them was Jairus, the synagogue leader, and he had a daughter, just like I did, like I do. He had a daughter who was 12 years old, and she was very ill, so ill that she was about to die. And this made him realise what he needed to do. He only had one hope. There was only one person who could help him. He needed Jesus. So off he went. And when he found Jesus, he begged him to heal her. The trust that he put in Jesus resulted in his daughter being healed, even though She was dead when he arrived. She was made well again. Jairus was right. He needed Jesus. And the other person was a woman who'd been ill for 12 years, and no doctor could help her. She tried everything. But then someone told her about Jesus and the power that he had to heal. And this meant she had hope. She knew she needed Jesus. But when she found him, she didn't beg him to heal her. Instead, she did something in secret. She came forward in the crowd. And she reached out and she touched his clothes. She didn't want Jesus to know what she'd done. But afterwards, what she quickly learned was, you can't hide from Jesus. Jesus knew that someone had touched him. He knew the power had gone out from him. Who touched my clothes? He said. Who touched me? And then the woman had to admit what she'd done. And Jesus' reply to her was, daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your disease. Jesus healed her because she put her faith in him. She trusted Jesus with her life. And when we do the same, when we put our faith in Jesus, then we too can be healed and given new life. I think that's why Jesus called her daughter, because that is what we become. Sons and daughters of God, our Heavenly Father. We are God's precious children, adopted into the family of the church. And that's what happened to me. I decided that the best way to explain to Abby what a church was would be to join one. After all, the church isn't a building. It's the community of people who meet there. And we joined a very welcoming, loving church family who helped us to get to know Jesus. And I came to trust him with my whole life. I had tried to live my life without Jesus, but it didn't work. I always felt like there was something missing. Just like the woman in our reading today. She'd been to lots of doctors, none of whom could heal her. Her life was missing something without Jesus. We can all be guilty of that, trying to find other solutions to our problems, relying on our own strength to get us through life, trying everything else before we come to Jesus. Jesus, the Son of God, heals us from our sin. Jesus heals us from all of the stuff that gets in the way of us being close to God. And then we can enjoy a close relationship with God, and the Holy Spirit will lead and guide us into living the kind of life that we were created for, one with Jesus at the centre. And just like the woman in the story, I put my faith in Jesus, and it was as if he took my hand and started to show me where he wanted me to go. I felt the Holy Spirit guiding me. And when I saw that St. Mary's were looking for a new curate, I felt a pull from the Holy Spirit and Jesus saying, come with me, come and join me here. I'm doing wonderful things in this place and I want you to join me. So I'm looking forward to joining with you in showing people in Horsham how much God loves them and showing who Jesus is and helping people to get to know him. Now at this point, I have another thing to show you. Abby, can you get the blanket? Because I started with a castle, but we're not a castle. We're the church. We're not people who build walls around ourselves and dig a moat to keep people out. We're people who put our faith in Jesus and reach out to others in love to show them who Jesus is and that Jesus is who they need more than anything else. We're actually much more like clothes than a castle. Or even, like Abby's big fluffy blanket, which she's brought to show you, I hope. Oh, here she is. Abs, pass it, Abby. We're something just like a big fluffy blanket that can cover and surround people with love. We can reach out and we can offer people something to grab hold of, something to touch, to connect with. The love and hope that only Jesus brings. We all need Jesus. Amen.